posed a question during the mailbag. I know y'all are asking us questions, but I turned a question back that there is more to this discussion that we will continue tomorrow when Nebraska is part of the opening day of Big Ten Media Days. Football is almost here. We'll carry all the stuff from Indianapolis tomorrow on the show. But if you could change one thing that has ailed Nebraska, that you believe that by changing that one thing, you could flip 12-20 to 20-12, whether it be talent, whether it be smarter Saturday coaching, whether it be sticking to an identity, whether it be being more aggressive, or, as I think, the category that I would choose, more attention to detail. I believe that's been lacking in 3 years. More attention to detail. The details, which cover a lot of bases, on and off the field. You can't talk about accountability and discipline and then have Tanner Farmer on a podcast tell a story about Mo Washington not going to class or showing up late for practice. Can't have a new athletic director say that and a day later something like that comes out. That's got to be taken care of. Okay, so that's attention to detail. Attention to detail on if you're not doing something during the course of the week, instead of saying, oh, it'll self-correct itself on a Saturday, you fix it in the moment. Or there are consequences for that. Attention to detail on how you carry yourself on and off the field. Just the little things. Attention to detail. Isn't special teams at the end of the day just attention to detail? And we'd all love to have Reggie Roby punting and Morton Anderson kicking field goals. I just went all NFL old school, by the way, for all of our youngins out there. We'd all love to have that. And Eddie Payton returning kicks. Now I'm really going old. But primarily special teams is attention to detail, the little details. And if I think of the little things that have ailed Nebraska in 3 years, there's a lot of stuff on special teams. Boy, one thing here or there. Is that the difference between 8 wins? Maybe, but attention to detail adds up after time. And if you are taking care of the small things, which attention to detail will fix, you've got things in place that all those other elements fall in line. So I would, if I was picking one category, one thing to flip from 12-20 to 20-12, I would focus on attention to detail. Inside the program, outside of the program. Fix those things. Attention to detail. And how important they are and the impact that they have. Zach says, identity, organization, smarter coaching. But nail on the head with attention to detail. How many people think 12-20 is due to talent? Number one problem is talent. This year would then, this would be part of your case because they have the most depth in terms of talent that they've had in 4 years, especially on the defensive side of the football, where you're going to return 9 of 11 starters, your top 8 tacklers, you're going to have guys on that side of the ball that are long in the tooth, that got some pride, and they didn't want to go out the right way. I stick with attention to detail. Think about the most successful programs, or the most successful years, and just staying with Nebraska football, when there's been a lot of attention to detail. You take care of the little things. How you present yourself, how you take care of yourself, how you perform on Saturday. And it's not just players, it's coaches as well. Attention to detail. Being prepared for fourth down so you do not have just 10 guys on the field. As you can get the sense, I'm hanging on that for a while until that gets fixed. But if I'm saying attention to detail, if I could flip that and that would, if I could change that and I would flip from 12-20 to 20-12, you do get a sense with turning over special teams to Mike Dawson, bringing in Bill Bush to help out, that's a significant offseason discussion that has happened. We've got to focus on attention to detail. Attention to detail is so huge on special teams. Boy, if we fix special teams, could that mean a win and a half more a year? Definitely would prevent a loss and a half a year if you were better in that category. All right, quick break. Come back. Last segment on this Wednesday edition of the Gary Sharp Show. Congratulations to our latest winner of the Oscar's Pizza and Wings gift card in our mailbag segment. We do it every Wednesday. You should do every day. Just go to Oscar's. They have salads.
They do. They sure do.
For out-of-town people, don't worry about your weight when you go to a place like Oscar's. Okay? Let us people that live here, let's worry about that. I can't believe you said, well, if you're watching your...
Well, because some people might be watching their weight.
Like if you had somebody come visit you in Chicago,
uh-huh,
and they said, and you were rattling off all these places you wanted to take them,
mm-hmm,
from steak to Gene and Jude's to pizza,
yeah,
to burgers, and they said, oh, you know what? You kind of caught me in a diet. You'd be pissed.
I would be. I'm not going to lie.
You'd be like, why'd you come here? You come to Chicago to eat. Bring your stretchy pants.
When people come to visit me here, I'm like, no, no, you're not getting a salad from here. We're going to get some good food.
I feel guilty when I go to a place like Los Angeles. I want to go eat bad food, but yet everybody in Los Angeles is skinny.
I was about to say, everybody. Yeah.
I mean, I want to go like 3,500 calories a day in L.A. And I look around and people are running by me that are 75 years old and they've got a 32-inch waist and they're like got a six-pack. And I'm like, I don't care. I'm too far gone.
Right.
I just want to come here and eat. If you're gonna live in a place that is fully healthy, then don't put up these kind of restaurants. All right, don't give me Randy's Donuts. We're back with more of the Gary Sharp Show after this.